Hi, this is Debbie. Thanks so much for listening to my podcast, Deb's Memorable Moments, where you'll hear original short stories that each tell a memory of mine to the best of my recollection. I wrote them all, I read them all, I live them all. Let's get started. My birthday is 2 weeks away. I'm turning 16, and a boy I like has asked me out. It's my first date ever. I call the story The Tennis Date. Here we go. The Tennis Date. It's about 2 weeks before my 16th birthday, and a boy has finally asked me out. I consider myself to be a late bloomer in this area, as many of the girls in my class have had multiple boyfriends already. So about 6 months ago, I make it a personal goal to at least have a date by the time I turn 16. I don't know what I would have done if it hadn't happened, but I no longer need to worry about it. He sits in front of me in math. He's very tall, very cute, and has a great smile. He actually makes me look forward to math class every day. I've liked him for a while, but never thought he would really ask me out. And then, just as class is ending, before everyone gets up to leave, he asks, "Are you busy Saturday afternoon? Would you want to play tennis with me?" "Sure," I quickly answer. "That sounds fun." I give him my number so he can call later to set up the details. I am so excited. Later at lunch, I tell my friend that he asked me out. "That's great," she says. "But you don't play tennis." "I know," I reply. "But how hard can it be?" "Do you have a racket?" she asks. "No," I answer. "But my brother played some tennis. I'll use his." We talk some more about other things and then lunch is over. "Talk to you tonight," she says. When I get home from school, I immediately call my mother. My mom started working at my dad's office when I turned 13, so she's not home. I tell her the exciting news. "Wonderful," she says. "We'll have to get you a tennis outfit. You should look nice." "I think we're just playing at school," I answer. "It doesn't matter. You should look nice." She leaves work early the next day to take me shopping. We go to the sporting goods store and buy a tennis skirt and shirt to match. "Happy birthday," she says. When we get home, I take my brother's tennis racket from his closet and practice swinging it around. He's away at college now, but luckily his tennis racket is here. After dinner, I model my new tennis outfit for my dad. He, of course, says I look beautiful. The big day arrives. I put on my brand new tennis outfit. He picks me up and we go to the high school to play. I drop the ball and swing. The ball goes into the net. I say I'm sorry and try again. This time it makes it over the net. He hits it back. I swing and miss. I chase the ball and walk back to our court. Drop it and swing again. It goes over the net. He hits it back. And I swing and miss again. Tennis is a lot harder than it looks. After about 15 minutes of this, he suggests that maybe we should just go for a walk. So we walk together around the neighborhood. I apologize for my poor tennis skills. He says that's okay, and we go out for ice cream. It's a really fun afternoon, and I guess he doesn't care about my tennis ability because he becomes my first boyfriend, though he never again suggests we play tennis. It's been approximately 45 years since my one and only tennis date, and that's because in all this time, I've never learned to play. I hope you like my story. If so, please share with family and friends. Give me a good rating or review and subscribe. New stories are coming out each week on Fridays. Next week's story is called Another Difficult Decision. My mom's Parkinson's symptoms continue to get worse, and we need to have with her that very difficult discussion about her car. Support my podcast and help spread the word by using a mug, a canvas shopping bag, or another item with my logo on it. They're available at my website, debsmm61.com, where you can also learn more about me and how the stories are organized. Follow me on Instagram at debsmm61. That's debsmm as in memorable moments, 61. My husband drew all the pictures. Before I go, I want to thank my entire family and all my friends for being so supportive during this project. Specifically, though, my husband for drawing all the pictures for my podcast, my children and daughter-in-law for encouraging me to continue writing, even though I'd never done it before, and my younger son for taking the time to teach me how to turn my stories into audio and inspiring me to find the creativity I never knew I had. Story music for The Tennis Date is called Rock With Me by Sanda. It's superficially edited. The link is in the podcast description. Intro outro music is by Michael Puri Jr. His contact info is at my Instagram account, DebsMM61. His link is at my website, DebsMM61.com. Deb's Memorable Moments is a production of Creative Debbie, LLC.